Listening Library presents A Certain Slant of Light by Laura Whitcomb. Read for you by Lauren Molina. One. Someone was looking at me. A disturbing sensation if you're dead. I was with my teacher, Mr. Brown. As usual, we were in our classroom, that safe and wooden-walled box, the windows opening onto the grassy field to the west, the fading flag standing in the chalk-dust corner, the television mounted above the bulletin board like a sleeping eye, and Mr. Brown's princely table keeping watch over a regiment of student desks. At that moment, I was scribbling invisible comments in the margins of a paper left in Mr. Brown's tray, though my words were never read by the students. Sometimes Mr. Brown quoted me, all the same while writing his own comments. Perhaps I couldn't tickle the inside of his ear, but I could reach the mysterious curves of his mind. Although I could not feel paper between my fingers, smell ink, or taste the tip of a pencil, I could see and hear the world with all the clarity of the living. They, on the other hand, did not see me as a shadow or a floating vapor. To the quick, I was empty air, or so I thought. As an